With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The decline of the Canadian dollar can be seen in the empty rooms in hotels and lodges in the U.S. side of the border in Whitefish. Accommodation businesses in the area are struggling with filling rooms, while visitation at Whitefish festivals this fall and winter were down about 20%. Betsy Cox runs the Good Medicine Lodge near Whitefish Lake.
We still have a number of kind of loyal Canadian guests who are coming, but they're not staying as long, not spending as much when they're here.
The Canadian dollar is currently worth about 71 U.S. cents, so it would cost about $1.40 Canadian money to buy one U.S. dollar. The currency has declined about 16% over the past year, reaching an 11-year low last week, according to a Canadian Financial Post report. Cox says her regular Canadian guests tell her they're a little strapped for cash, and there's a particular kind of guest she's not seeing at all.
We're not seeing the young people who we know to be connected with oil employment. We're not seeing them.
To try to make it easier for Canadian visitors, sometimes she offers room at par cost, a Canadian dollar, meaning if a room is 130 U.S. dollars a night, she will accept 130 Canadian dollars.
So we're losing about 25% on that. And they stuck with us when times were bad down here. They came and they spent money down here, so we want to, be patient with them.
If the Canadian dollar continues to drop, Cox isn't sure she'll be able to keep accepting at-par payments. Whitefish Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Kevin Gartland says Cox's situation isn't unique in Whitefish, and the price of oil is largely why.
The price of oil is what has stopped development up in Canada. It's something you can't foresee that far ahead. But I'll tell you, the Canadian trade kept us going during the recession. It kept our real estate market from really tanking, and the Canadian folks were here in throngs when our economy was suffering and theirs was strong. So it's a cyclical thing. It'll come back again. But for right now, we're going to see that probably impacting us for a while now. It doesn't look like the price of oil is going up. But we have to understand that has an effect on us, and we are going to have to be looking for ways to fill that void, because the folks from Canada have been an important part of our economy for the last few years.
Gartland says the consistent snowfall recently has helped bump some of the visitation numbers, but at this point it's more of a wait-and-see game through the holidays. He says local businesses hope it keeps snowing.
We've seen reservations for the winter season start to pick up, not certainly to the levels they've been the last few years, but I think that I think we're going to be okay. It's going to be a little bit nervous for a while until we see how things are after the holidays. The holidays seem to be taking care of themselves, although, again, traffic is down just slightly.
Gartland says the 10 days that create the peak visitation during the winter season will start around the 28th of December. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.